If you make a blunder today, don't worry about it. It's human nature to make mistakes every so often. I think the biggest and most embarrassing blooper I've ever made occurred way back in the 1960s. I was a schoolboy extra in the film Goodbye, Mr. Chips, the version that starred Peter O'Toole and Petula Clark. We'd been playing cards most of the day while the crew set up a particularly complicated shot in the school quadrangle. At last, weary in our tight-fitting trousers and silly straw hats, about a half a dozen of us were mustered into position at the edge of the shot. After hearing action, I had to count to 10 and simply walk casually, diagonally, across the quadrangle. Probably in an attempt to capture an authentic scared children look, there was no rehearsal, and I had no idea who else would be in the shot or what they would be doing. As I understood it, we were all told that if we met a master drawing the shot, we must raise our hat.
"Quiet on set! We're going for a take!"
shouted the assistant director through a loud and crackly megaphone. "And action!" As I counted, I peeped at the camera as it tracked and zoomed. 8, 9, 10. I walked across the set and soon realised Peter O'Toole was walking straight towards me. As he passed me, I raised my hat.
"Cut!"
roared Herbert Ross, the director, through a megaphone that was howling with feedback.
"You only raise your hat to the headmaster!"
Having wrecked several seconds of precious film, I, 14 years old, experienced the full wrath of an angry Hollywood film director. But Peter O'Toole still outranks any teacher I've ever known.